Hey, folks, before we get started, I want to tell you about a new network of travel podcasts that just launched. It's called Cerca, C-E-R-C-A. There's a bunch of guides to places all around the world, to major cities like London, Barcelona, L.A., Iceland, Rome, and more. I actually might work with these guys on a couple of tours, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, they are launching a new network of travel podcasts. And inside, there's episodes about food, fashion, culture, history, art, sports, everything you would want to know, whether you're trying to plan the perfect trip or you just want to learn about someplace new. Cerca is written and hosted by locals, people who actually know the place. So when Virginia in Rome tells you that this is the best place in the city to get carbonara, you know that it's legit. You can subscribe to Cerca Podcast, that's C-E-R-C-A, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. All right, Zach here. I'm coming at you live from the airport, and we're gonna do something a little bit different today. We're gonna do something I've always wanted to do, which is a little travel diary. So I'm gonna take you guys with me on a trip to Scandinavia. All right, let's go. All right, it's day one, and I am in Bergen, Norway. It's 10:40 p.m. at night, and I'm headed to a bar. Or rather, I should say, it's 10:40 p.m., and it's not nighttime. It's wild. They said it's light out for 20 hours of the day. 20 hours of the day. All right, it's 12:30 a.m., and it's still not dark outside. So between the sun being out all day and it never really getting dark, and my jet lag, time and space has been completely collapsed.
I'm not seeing the future, I'm experiencing it.
I'm experiencing time and space like Dr. Manhattan from Watchmen. It's like all coming at me all at once, and it's all somewhat meaningless.
And I'm not entirely sure when I am.
Day two, still in Bergen, Norway. I took a tram up to the top of this mountain. Everything is so green, and it feels like it's such a different pace. Yo, we just stopped at this waterfall on the train, and we're stopping. Everybody gets off for 5 minutes to check out this waterfall, and then all of a sudden this music starts going from blaring from the mountains. We don't really know what's going on or why this music is being played. And then there's just this woman up in the mountains just dancing and going nuts.
Oh, shit.
This shit is wild.
While everybody's just taking pictures of this waterfall, and she's basically just putting on a show. And then she just sits up there and waits for each train, and like when the trains come by.
All right, we're on the water. Day three, kayaking on the fjords. Here we go.
We're just kayaking through the fjords, and it is beautiful. Just mountainous terrain that surrounds us, this beautiful still water, and waterfalls everywhere. And it's all just runoff water from the glaciers. Right now, I'm staring at a yellow tip of a kayak that just looks out into the fjord, like the calm water and the mountains on both sides. It's definitely a photo you've seen on Instagram 1,000 times, and it's really cool to see it in person.
Yeah, it does. I just think about like Vikings and violence. It's also hard to imagine a place like this beautiful and peaceful, and then just a group of agitated men with horns on their head, you know?
Day 4. Full vacation mode. Chilling in the fjords. It is beautiful. Got to a new Airbnb today. It's just sitting right on the water. And we got a rental car. About to go see a hike by a waterfall. All right, it's day 4. No, wait, it's day 5. You know you're on vacation when you can't even tell what day it is anymore. I think it's Wednesday. The only thing I can hear right now, the only sound I can hear right now is the sound of a waterfall and the river that it runs into. It's like 72, 73 degrees outside. It's perfectly warm, sunny. The nice thing about the sun being up 20 hours a day is you don't have to rush to do anything. You're not going to miss the sun. And so it really just allows you to have these kind of like leisurely mornings and leisurely evenings. You could start a walk at 8 p.m. and still enjoy the sunlight. Yeah, it's just nice out here. You got a lot of space to think. Oh, all right. Day 6, coming to you live from a hot tub overlooking the fjords. Oh, life is good. Day 7. Woke up drunk. Fuck, man. We nearly missed our flight. I'm about to board this little mini flight right now. Oof. Feeling rough. Oof. It's been a brutal one. Woke up an hour after our alarm was supposed to go off. Had to scramble at 5:30 a.m., just absolutely scramble to get to the airport. We make it with 15 minutes to our flight, only to find out that our flight's been canceled and rerouted through a different city, which means we're gonna miss our connection to Copenhagen. So we're gonna spend a bunch of money to get a new flight on the spot because there was kind of no other way to get to Copenhagen. And now our new flight has just been delayed. Man, I've just been in the airport all day. And to top it all off, I am so hungover.
The Tour de France began in Denmark, the first of three stages in Copenhagen. A time trial in and around the center of the city, 13.2 kilometers long, a couple of short technical sections.
All right, day eight, I love Copenhagen. The city is amazing. People are living well in Copenhagen. The day we got into town, the first day of the Tour de France was happening here. I know you're thinking, hey, isn't the Tour de France in France? Yes, it is. But the first day, for some reason, was in Copenhagen. But it's just a dope city, man. Everybody's biking around all the time. People are really good looking. People are friendly. They're just hanging, drinking by the canals. There's like waterways all through the city. Apparently, they have healthcare, retirement, and education like all subsidized. It's a beautiful city. It's really walkable. It's clean. There's great design. And it is not hard to imagine why these people are happier than everywhere else in the world. They live pretty well.
Yo, day 9, it's Sunday after midnight. I just finished a $300+ 10-course tasting meal at an unbelievable fine dining restaurant. It's one of the best meals I've ever had in my life. And now we're taking a scooter through the canals to get home. It's, we are living, but I'm on a scooter, so I'm trying not to die. Scoot, scoot. Oh shit, just got caught in some super intense rain. Wow, we're scootering home and the skies just fucking opened up on us. I am completely soaked. Yeah, we're done. We're ready to be done. Trip over.
Zach Mack, over and out.
Greetings from somewhere. I'm Zach Mack, and this was 9 days in Scandinavia. All right, that does it for us. Thank you so much for listening. This episode was produced by me, Zach Mack. This episode was mixed, mastered, and sound designed by my man, Daniel Turek. He is the reason this stuff sounds so good a lot of the times. Special shout out to Scoranon for your anonymous but incredible music. And shout out to Alicia Tenoyan for the original art for Greetings from Somewhere. Thanks for listening. Please tell a friend. Rate and review us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, all the things, share it. You know, we're just an indie podcast. But just to let you know, we are working on stuff. We will be putting out new episodes in the next coming months. I know it has been very sporadic, but we are working on stuff. Special shout out to David and Angela Critics for their extremely generous donation. And stay tuned because we are working on cool stuff and we will be back soon. Talk to you then.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.